Warrior Sound in Cleveland. It's an annual tradition. Sitting in the queue with Q, Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier joining us. And as we look toward game four, what a remarkable performance by Kevin Durant in that game three. How does that inspire the energy that's needed for a game four and a closeout opportunity?
I mean, it was an amazing, amazing individual performance. As you just said, KD was incredible. And I mean, he, along with, you know, all the sort of pieces on our team, can give us confidence in different ways. Andre really helped with his defense, made an unbelievable play at the end. And then Steph had, you know, a brilliant performance in, what was it, game two or so. Our guys have been stepping up. KD was phenomenal. I think more than anything, aside from what the confidence it brought us, I think we hit them a little bit with a good punch. And so we just have to continue to keep that momentum tonight.
An amazing thing to see before shoot around here on this Friday in Cleveland. Before the team shows up, it's a tradition with this guy, Kevin Durant, and you getting in some work, Willie Green out on the court, Eric Hausen helping out. The spirit, the camaraderie, the tradition that it is to put in that work. It's happened all season long, but it's extra special to see after a performance like he had in game three that it's still about work here going into game four.
KD, the one thing about him is he's a real basketball player, and he loves putting time into the game and his craft. The tradition actually started last year in the playoffs when he came back from his injury, and he came back against Utah in Salt Lake. And so he wanted to get in the arena early before any interruption. And so he had a great game the day that we did that, and so he's continued that. And so, as you said, we get in here before anyone else is around. We just take a private car, and the team bus comes a half an hour later. So Kevin gets 20 to 30 minutes of uninterrupted work, and he's as phenomenal as he was last night. His workouts, just to see that kind of talent, that efficiency, he might be the most talented player in the world with his versatility and size and length.
I'll tell you something, what's been so entertaining and so fun about this series has been how different the games have been. From the bench, when you see three very different games, all of them entertaining and interesting in their own way, what are you guys focusing on when it comes now into a game four where you want a positive outcome, you want to build on this momentum, but you've seen different kinds of games? What is the preparation, the focus going into a game four like this?
I mean, both teams at this point know the other team pretty well. And we, going into each series, as the coaching staff, come up with keys for that series. I think, you know, usually we've been accurate about what we need to do, and it's been working along with the talent. So I think tonight is about revisiting those keys. Obviously, you make simple adjustments, but what you really focus on are your keys. And I'm being a little vague just because they're strategic, but, you know, how we're going to guard LeBron. Obviously, you know, a key is rebounding. We'll focus on the core keys. I think we'll play with great spirit tonight, with great energy, and we'll try and close this thing out.
Hey, last thing here, and I know you guys are very busy. This is a work trip, but we are in these cities for a period of time. Anything enjoyable that you got up to here in Cleveland? Nice dinner, time on the town. It's a very inviting city here.
It is inviting in certain ways. There are some cool parts, and the dinners have been fun. I actually just, you know, we've had team dinners, and our team's in a great place and happy, and we're always sort of that way. So it's been fun to have team dinners in different areas of the city, and the weather's been great. So it's been a good trip so far.
The midges were out. That was fun. I caught an Indians game against the Brewers, which was nice, and not to gloat, Q, but went down to the Beachland Ballroom a couple of years ago, saw Charles Bradley before he passed away, and saw American Aquarium, a tremendous rock and roll country band from Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Beachland Ballroom. Cleveland with a lot to offer, and I'll tell you something, we love the opportunity to be on these trips with you here on Warrior Sound. This has been Sitting in the queue with Q, Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier, and for extended Warriors sound coverage of this shoot-around. Let's now finish this up by listening into what head coach Steve Kerr had to say after today's shoot-around.
Steve, what do you wake up thinking about on a day when you could possibly clinch the NBA Finals?
Let's take care of business. You know, that's what you think about is, you know, you don't have a lot of opportunities like this in life, and we've been incredibly blessed to be in this position the last few years, and we've felt both sides of the equation, winning and losing, and we're in a great position, so don't mess around. Let's go play our best game. That's what I woke up thinking. That, and I'm going to have two eggs over medium for breakfast.
Do you find the anticipation harder? Is it more, you know, are you more nervous? Are you more antsy that maybe as a player on a day like this where you can't?
I think, yeah. I mean, when you're a player, there's a different level of nerves, and because you're the one performing. As a coach, you know, there's only so much you can do, so you're nervous. But it's a different, for me anyway. It's a different feel. Still a good feeling. You know, I think one of the great things about being in the playoffs and feeling the emotion and the up and down, you know, you're alive. You know, this is when you're truly alive, and it's incredible to be part of it.
Asked play yesterday, even though you guys obviously won Game 3, which is the main thing. Does he still feel like he could do a little bit more after an ordinary game, him, both him and Steph? And he said, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What do you expect out of, I guess, those two?
Well, they're two of the best players in the league. They're two of the best shooters who've ever lived. And there's a reason those guys are who they are. They don't let bad games get them down. They actually provide motivation, bad shooting nights. And so I think both guys feel like tonight is about us winning the game, which will be helped dramatically if they can have good shooting nights, and that's in their nature to feel that way, which I love. I think it's great.
Coach, this one's a little random, but next week is the 20th anniversary of the Jordan shot over Byron Russell, which a lot of people thought was going to be his last shot. You were on the floor for that. What do you remember about it?
I just remember I had inside position for the rebound on Stockton. I beat him baseline. I was going to go up and get the tip it in. Would have been my first tip in of the year, but I was there. That's one of the great memories for me in my career. Just that whole sequence when Michael laid it in. We're down three, I think. He lays the ball in a kind of a two-for-one situation to get us within one. Then he steals the ball from Malone and then puts the exclamation point on it with that one-on-one shot. And the other thing I remember is that there were still maybe 3 seconds left, and Stockton almost made a three to win the game for them. But incredible sequence, and just how lucky I felt to be part of history. Michael Jordan's final game with the Bulls, final championship, was pretty cool.
What do you think about the Warriors' body of work in the finals, how you've gotten these three wins?
I'm really pleased with our maturity. I actually really think the last few years have shown up in terms of our experience in these finals. You know, I remember our first year in 2015, it just seemed chaotic. You know, everything seemed like so up and down. And now it seems more businesslike. It seems like we're more poised. You know, the overtime in game one, we showed that. We executed in those 5 minutes. We executed beautifully in game three to finish the game. Our guys were defending and scoring, knocking down big shots. So I feel like the experience we've gained has helped us dramatically, and it just feels more natural now.
Coach, obviously Kevin had a big game in game three, but it seemed like during the season when he would have big games and, you know, maybe wouldn't have as much output from other guys, that you guys wouldn't maybe win those games. I'm talking about the Portland game when he dropped 51, or the game against the Clippers when he dropped at the 40. How has your team matured even through this season when he does have a big game, and what has gotten better on the other side? So,
defense. That's the dramatic difference for us postseason versus regular season. Our regular season defense was decent, but not great for us. And I think the last month of the season, it was sort of a disaster. But it was understandable, too, given the journey we've been on and the wear and tear. And but from game one of these playoffs against San Antonio, I could feel a different defensive intensity, and that's been maintained throughout. And you can just look at the numbers playing against the best teams in the league. We have a really, really good defensive rating, field goal percentage defense. It's always been the key to our team. It goes maybe unnoticed because of the fireworks show that these guys put on sometimes. But when we defend at a high level, that's when we're really tough to beat.